This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Brothers and sisters, I pray you all well. The highlight ayah for this evening is from Surah Ghafir. Or in other masahif, in other copies of the Quran, they may name it as Surah Al-Mu'min. The surah carries more than one name, just as other surahs in the Quran. And the highlight ayah, let me not say ayah, ayat, is related to the angels making dua for the believers. Subhanallah. They make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says,
الذين يحملون العرش ومن حوله يسبحون بحمد ربهم ويؤمنون به ويستغفرون للذين آمنوا ربنا وسعت كل شيء رحمة وعلما فاغفر للذين تابوا واتبعوا سبيلك وقهم عذاب الجحيم ربنا وأدخلهم جنات عدن التي وعدتهم ومن صلح من آبائهم وأزواجهم وذرياتهم إنك أنت العزيز الحكيم وقهم السيئات ومن تق السيئات يومئذ فقد رحمته وذلك هو الفوز العظيم.
The recitation is from ayah number 7 and 8 and 9 from Surah Ghafir or Al-Mu'min. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that those angels who bear the throne of Allah and those around it, those angels that surround the throne of Allah, they glorify and praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and they believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then they ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness. They ask Allah for forgiveness. Why are they asking Allah for forgiveness? Or rather, who are they asking Allah to forgive? Because we know angels obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says they ask forgiveness for those who believe. For those of La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. For those who declare Allah as one and accept Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as the final messenger. And those before who accepted Allah as one and passed away upon the message of their prophet. Subhanallah. They ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive those who believe. And what do they say? They say, our Lord, you comprehend all things in mercy and knowledge. So forgive those who repent and follow your way and save them from the torment of the blazing hellfire. Our Lord, and make them enter into the highest paradise. A paradise with everlasting gardens, which you have promised them. And that garden which you have promised the righteous also from amongst their fathers and their wives and their offspring. Verily, you are the Almighty, the All-Wise. And then they say, and save them from the hellfire and the punishment of the hellfire and the consequences of their sins. Because whomsoever you save from the hellfire, and whomsoever you pardon, our Lord, on that day, then verily you have taken that person into your mercy. And that is supreme success. Subhanallah. What an amazing dua, brothers and sisters in Islam, from the angels. And this ayah just had to, you know, be shared today. I always say that, you know, it's the hardest thing to do is choose. But subhanAllah, this was just such a heartwarming moment in the Taraweeh when the Imam was reciting and you hearing Allah telling you what His angels are saying for us that subhanallah, brothers and sisters in Islam, there's a purer creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala making dua for all of the believers, for you and I. Right? Those who believe in Allah and accept Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as the final messenger. And they ask Allah to forgive us, to forgive our sins, and to enter us into Allah's mercy. And not just us. You know, they're thinking about what makes us happy as well. They're thinking that this believer will be happy if his or her father also was in Jannah. And if his or her spouse was also in Jannah. And if his or her children were also in Jannah. So they make dua for our fathers and our spouses and our children, that Ya Allah, enter them into paradise. And Ya Allah, forgive those who sinned. Because if you've forgiven them, then also you have entered them into your mercy. And whoever enters into the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then that person is indeed extremely successful. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in other places in the Quran about ultimate success. And that ultimate success is about فَمَنْ زُحْزِحَ عَنِ النَّارِ وَأُدْخِلَ الْجَنَّةَ فَقَدْ فَازْ. Right? فَقَدْ فَازْ. That the one who is saved from the hellfire and entered into paradise has indeed, without doubt, won, succeeded. And that is ultimate success. That is, you could have success in the dunya, but if you fail in the hereafter, that success means nothing. And that's why I don't just call it success, but ultimate success. So brothers and sisters in Islam, wallahi, we're in a beautiful month of mercy. The doors of Jahannam are shut. The doors of Jannah are open. Wallahi, brothers and sisters in Islam, whatever you have done, there's no excuse to lose hope in the mercy of Allah. There's angels making dua for you. As long as you are from La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah, what do you have to lose? This is the month of mercy. And the angels are in mercy. And they're calling out to Allah using His attribute of mercy. And asking Allah to shower mercy on us, brothers and sisters in Islam, with the doors of Jahannam tightly shut and the doors of Jannah widely open. If you are to fall, you can only fall into Jannah. What do you have to lose? Turn to Allah and seek forgiveness for your sins. Don't lose hope in the mercy of Allah. As long as you are breathing and from the family of Islam, don't lose hope in the mercy of Allah. Turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and beg Allah to forgive you, especially during these blessed nights. Wallahi, this is easy for Allah. Easy for Allah. And yesterday, in earlier Taraweez, we heard Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying that if Allah willed, He would wipe each and every one of us out and come with a better, newer, more obedient nation of people. Subhanallah. And Allah says, you know, in the blink of an eye, Allah can do this. وَمَا ذَلِكَ عَلَى اللَّهِ بِعَزِيزٍ. It's not even difficult for Allah. It's not even something Allah... It doesn't take anything from the Almighty to do this. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala preserves us to give us a chance to turn back to Him and get into that Jannah that He created for us. Brothers and sisters in Islam, go and reclaim your paradise. Reclaim it. Turn to Allah and cry to Him, beg Him for forgiveness, and believe after you've done so that you are forgiven. Have good hope in Allah. If you are to die, you die as a person forgiven. You don't have to answer for anything, inshallah. Have good hope in Allah. This is another beautiful adab that we should have with Allah. That we have good hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We don't think the worst. We always think the best when it comes to Allah. Because indeed He's Ar-Rahman. I love you all for the sake of Allah. Unfortunately, I must end. Otherwise, my heart can pour out more. Remember me in your dua. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatuhu wa barakatuhu.